Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, I should say. We are recording this show today from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studio because it's another great deer hunting weekend, and I will be in a tree stand by the time you hear this. I imagine my guest here, which is Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance, will be in a tree as well. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be here this morning.
Brad's filling in for Jop because he's down in Texas with his family. His brother lives there, and apparently his other brother went down, and they're having fun touring Texas and probably eating a little bit of brisket.
I would hope to think so. I heard it's amazing down there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He made it a point to go to Franklin, so I imagine by now he's been to Franklin's Barbecue, which is pretty legendary. Anyway, thanks for filling in for Jop, Brad. It's awesome. Brad is with Garrett's Appliance, which is one of our longtime sponsors and just friends of the show, basically friends of mine and Jop. And gosh, we have strong ties going way back. But I wanted to, I guess, chat a little bit about, of course, right now I'm obsessed with the whitetail season, as are you, I'm sure.
It is bow hunting season for me right now.
Yes, so, for all of us, actually.
Yes, exactly. If you're not bow hunting right now, please don't post any photos on Facebook. You might be getting a knock on the door from Department of Natural Resources.
I think that's a 30-06.
Well, hey,
that's funny.
I'm so happy to be here this morning. Anytime I get a phone call where I can have a beer and a shot of whiskey in the morning,
how about that? Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I love it.
So, Siciliano's beer of the week today, it is called Chocolate Peanut Butter Imperial Porter. I happen to love porters, and this one's from Railtown, and I happen to love the kids at Railtown. Those guys I've been on the show before. Our old producer before Brian was Adam. He worked for them. He was like one of the brewers there. And I don't think he's there any longer. I think he moved on. But great place. It's down in West Michigan in a place called Gaines Township. It's southeast of Grand Rapids a bit in a small little suburb. And they just kill it. The two owners, Jim and Justin, I think are their names. And yeah, PBCT it's called. So that's peanut butter.
Bacon and tomato. No, not really.
CT. I don't know.
Chocolate?
I don't know. So it's chocolate, peanut butter.
And it is delicious.
Peanut butter, chocolate, tea. I don't know what the tea is for.
Anyway. Not tomato.
PBCT. Anyway, so that is beer of the week from Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids. Another great sponsor of ours. Of course, we love our sponsors. It's the only reason we're on the air. Is because we have sponsors. Otherwise, radio's an expensive business. I brought you a gift. I went to Siciliano's yesterday, and I bought a bunch of stuff for deer camp. And this is a wonderful little cigar, so I'm told. And it's handmade, and it's called a Cubano M1. And I can't read the other print. It's too small. But I bought a bunch of these for deer camp for this reason, Brad. They were $3 a cigar.
Oh, that's a beauty.
And I said, I want to bring some stuff up so that all the guys that don't bring cigars and feel left out can have one, but I don't want to give them $10 cigars because I'm just not that nice. Because half the guys you give them to don't even smoke it.
Them.
No, they take a couple hits and they're... So I said, give me a nice, mild, inexpensive, and they were... more than happy to point me right in that direction and say, so, nobody will not like this. Even a cigar aficionado will take a hit off this and love it.
So now you're telling me we have bourbon this morning. We have this delicious chocolate peanut butter porter.
Yeah.
And a cigar.
Yeah.
It's the trifecta of the morning.
It is.
And deer hunting to follow, right?
Only if a 12-point could walk into the studio.
Oh, well.
So I am hunting, of course, up in Hawkins, Michigan, place called Whipple Lake, which I talk about all the time, my buddy Ted's property. And I'm just lucky enough to have rights to hunt there. So it's wonderful. I have a key to the gate, a key to the 52 Trotwood, which is our little honeymoon nest.
Well, and see, you got to drive a little further than me. I'm very blessed to be able to hunt my own property. We got about a little under 10 acres in Jenison area. And I was just saying we bought up to a couple of local parks. So I actually hunt my own property, and we've had a couple dandies walking through on the trail cams here. So I'm excited to finish up this weekend, hopefully with another nice buck.
Nice.
Fingers crossed.
I work for Carrier of Michigan, and I was at a sales meeting this week, and one of our guys lives in Chesaning.
Oh, yeah.
Down by Ann Arbor,
mm-hmm.
Jackson area. And he showed me a picture of an 11-point he shot. That is like around Ted Nugent's farm, and other friends of mine down there have farms there that are very avid hunters, and they have farms there because the bucks around from there over to Hillsdale are like massive.
Yeah.
Yes. So I saw an 11-point that made me feel really motivated to go out and kill something.
So are you holding back?
I am one of those guys who tends to hold back.
Okay.
I always like to take a doe right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But even on them, I've been holding back because I'm getting soft in my old age, I think. Like the other day I was watching one, and they come off the rye field, and they came right by me, and I'm watching the lead doe, and then I'm watching her kids with her, and then another doe behind her, and I keep watching, and the doe in the back all of a sudden stopped, turned around, and just charged back to the rye field and body slammed a 4-point that was around there, hanging around maybe her other daughter. I don't know. But this chick had an attitude. I've never seen a doe run this fast. With her, there was no flagging. It was just, I'm pissed, I'm hauling butt. And she just went wham, 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 and then slammed right into this guy. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was like UFC deer.
You are getting a little soft because I see that. I did fill my doe tag right away this year. I saw my doe walk in with about five other does, and I thought, you're going to be delicious.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to shoot the one with the kid because the kid needs a mom. And then the one behind her, I was kind of eyeing her up. Well, as it turns out, she was the dominant doe, and you really don't want to take that one out either. I mean, you're supposed to shoot the dry does, but I think it's nice to let them train all the other deer, and that's what their role is, right, the matriarch of the group. I was kind of hoping the other two would drift off the rye, but it was just a fun thing to watch. I mean, body slammed this 4-point kid, and he's like thinking, that chick has an attitude.
and as a dad with two daughters,
right.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Any bucks sniffing around my my house, there's going to be some body slamming as well.
Well, and don't leave it up to your wife to do it.
No.
Of course, see, those bucks, they're nowhere to be found when the kids need to be raised.
Exactly.
So you might as well shoot them. Anyway.
On that note, I
I am liking this PBCT. Again, it's from Railtown. Pretty nice. Good way to start the show off. Again, we've got Brad Ensing here filling in for Jop, who's down in Texas, I think window shopping, maybe who knows what he's doing, but a little family vacay down there with his brothers. What we're going to talk about is what to do with that venison you get. There's so many ways to prepare it, and we've got some techniques, and I also want to get into in the fourth segment a little bit of steelhead and salmon, because Brad also likes to fish as well.
Love it.
And I want to know what's going on there. So you have tuned in to the Grilling Guys, whatever station you're listening to us on. Thanks so much. Keep supporting them. And we will take a little break and see you in a minute.
Catch you in a few.